This year's Wimbledon has been weird from the start. In one of the first matches of the tennis tournament, Rafael Nadal, who just won his 8th French Open, lost in straight sets to journeyman Steve Darcy of Belgium. Now Roger Federer, last year's Wimbledon champ, is also out. He lost to the 116th seed, Ukrainian Serhii Stakhovsky. Ever heard of him? Well, it gets stranger from there.
Today, Darcy got hurt in a second-round match and was forced to withdraw. And he was one of 7 players to retire from their matches today, including Victoria Azarenka, who was the second-seeded woman in the tournament. In case you were wondering, yes, 7 players in one day is a major tournament record. What's made the world's most famous tennis tournament look more like a field hospital? For that, we turn to John Wertheim of Sports Illustrated. And John, we've heard reports of players slipping around on grass courts today. And is this spate of injuries due to a bad surface, bad luck, bad run of rain? What happened?
Well, it hasn't been raining, and I think it's a little disingenuous to say bad luck, as some of the tournament organizers have. I mean, clearly this high concentration owes to something besides the fates, and I think that they really owe us some answers about why we've had this rash of injuries. And the players are certainly complaining about the surface. Grass is sort of inherently quirky, but it's a real issue. I mean, I've never seen anything like this, where just so many matches have ended in, you know, the players haven't even been able to finish.
One good example is number 3-seeded Maria Sharapova didn't withdraw today, but clearly had a hard time with the playing surface, right? She slipped a few times at one point, needing medical attention during the match, and she lost in straight sets. So normally this would be a big upset, right? But given how strange everything is, it sounds like maybe not.
It was of a piece with the other action today. But no, exactly. Maria Sharapova has won this event. She was the 3rd seed. A lot of people picked her to get to the finals, to do very well. And she, too, had trouble with the surface. Yeah, she was one of the lucky ones. She actually at least got to complete the match. Victoria Azarenka, the 2nd seed, wasn't as fortunate. She didn't even give it a try. She slipped in her first-round match and decided not to even try playing today.
So what are we hearing from tournament officials? I mean, what are they saying that they could do to keep this from happening again?
They have been disquietingly quiet so far. We haven't heard much. The grass, we've done the same thing as prior years, and I think it's a little bit flat earth society, but there's a little bit of they're playing the fluke card so far. And, you know, we didn't have many withdrawals last year. We haven't done anything differently, and maybe it's just one of these things.
Although one thing that it seemed I was reading they were saying is that the grass is always more slippery at the start of the tournament.
Usually it's more slippery. You can even sort of see that on TV, and eventually the players wear it out, so it looks like a sandlot late in the tournament. The players complain, though, one thing they've also said is that it's not uniform, and some courts are much slicker than others, and some courts have grass shavings and others don't. Remember, too, this court, this surface, was used for the Olympics as well as Wimbledon last year, and if we can play pet horticulturalist, my pet theory is that there may be been some problem with overuse last summer, and we're paying the price now.
So how do all these upsets and withdrawals shake up the tournament from here on out?
Yeah, you know, you look at the draw sheet, and you have to be a pretty hardcore fan to recognize some of the names that are left. I mean, the upsets have really been striking. We're only 3 days into this event, and I think we'll see the effects next week when, you know, who plays in the quarterfinals. But, you know, I mean, this is sports. It's not scripted. But right now, you know, 3 days into a two-week event, it has been very, very strange.
John Wertheim of Sports Illustrated, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Adi.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.